You know, if you go to the farmer's market, you'll find that these morels that I run around looking for sell for, what, $60 a pound? Fresh morels, $60 a pound. If you want freeze-dried or, you know, dehydrated, man, they're a lot more expensive. Then I see on the front page of the paper today, that researchers see morel mushrooms as a cash crop. No kidding. At $60 a pound, it's a cash crop, all right? But here to date, it's been very difficult for anybody to find a way to cultivate morels successfully in a for-profit setting, to go farm for them. Commercial operations for morels have failed miserably, even though here in Michigan they're incredibly popular, obviously, as you know. And I find myself, it's one of the things I find myself out doing because I find it fascinating, and I think that they're great to cook with. And there's a window here for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month if you're lucky, that you can find the morels, all sorts of different varieties out there. Over the weekend, in fact, we were down in Calhoun County, Ivy and I were. We found a bunch of different colors and shapes and sizes, and it was terrific, and we enjoyed it. But if somebody could figure out exactly how to cultivate commercially morel mushrooms, you might make yourself a very wealthy individual. And there's a Michigan mushroom researcher, by the way, that has adapted some Chinese growing methods. This, according to the Lansing State Journal, to become one of the first people to cultivate morels outdoors in the U.S. He recently harvested a small batch of black morels he planted at a colleague's house in Hazlitt. Wright, who is the executive director of the Midwest American Mycological Information Group, said he worked indoor to cultivate morels, and I've spent a whole bunch of time out there in, looking for these gorgeous blondes, morels that is, and it's just all part of what's magical about Michigan this time of the year. In fact, my next guest knows a lot about what's magical about Michigan pretty much any time of the year. Dave Lorenz, the vice president of Travel Michigan at the MEDC, and also the host of Travel Michigan Radio and so many other things. Dave, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning. I'm up in beautiful Escanaba on an absolutely perfect morning at a conference. And I have to tell you, one of the colleagues here, she came in and she said, "Oh, I'm so excited. I just saw the biggest black bear I've ever seen cross the road."
Really?
So you never know what you're going to see in pure Michigan.
Yeah. I just want to know, are the morels in Escanaba, do you find them in that part of the country or not?
Funny you should say, because I was just talking to another lady who said she went out morel mushroom hunting yesterday and did not find any. But I was up in Boyne City over the weekend at the National Morel Mushroom Festival.
Yep.
I was one of the judges, so I ate 13 meals of mushrooms. So let's just say, don't really want to talk about it very much right now.
Let me get this. Man. How do you get that job?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it is fun. It's a great deal of fun, but it was a little chilly and rainy over the weekend in Boyne City. But still, really great experience. I had a little time to wander down the street earlier in the day before the judging started with my wife and those beautiful little stores. And what a cool little town Boyne City is, and that entire, you know, greater Petoskey area.
Yeah, fabulous town.
But, you know, hey, it's a tough job, but somebody has to do it.
Well, I appreciate you taking one for the team, Dave. We're all very proud of you
right.
to step
that's,
up
that's
like
that. That's the
way it is. Meanwhile, in Michigan is a new initiative, I think is a fair way to put it. Meanwhile, in Michigan, aims to raise awareness of the state by showcasing what's happening in Michigan during the hustle and bustle of everyday life, which is pretty much every day. Do tell, what is Meanwhile in Michigan?
Well, it's true. You know, it seems like in here, too, not just in other places, but sometimes we just get too wrapped around the wheel on all of our responsibilities and, you know, all the things we need to do. And before you know it, you get so tense and you kind of forget that life is meant to be lived. And so what we're trying to do in the surrounding states and actually to some degree all throughout the nation is remind people that even though they might live these stressful lives, meanwhile, in Michigan, you can come to beautiful places like where I am right now, or places like the Petoskey area, or so many other places around the state, explore, relax, kind of reconnect with yourself. And the thing is, you don't have to just go to the really popular places, like, let's say, Traverse City or whatever, because these little places around the state, they offer these great experiences as well. So you might want to consider going to a place like Alpena, really beautiful area in the northeast part of the Lower Peninsula. Spectacular if you're into nature, great hiking areas, really cool kayaking areas, fantastic for fishing. Or if you just like a small town where you can get a cup of coffee on the sidewalk, you can do all that and really connect, you know, with your friends and family who are with you, or just simply with yourself, because even though life might be crazy where you are, meanwhile, in Michigan, pretty good place.
Yeah, no question about it. You framed that very nicely. You know, and I prefer now to call it, by the way, the Petoskey Wine Region, it's now been named, because I think the Petoskey Wine Region, for me personally, has a very nice ring to it.
Well, the thing is that there are more wineries in the Petoskey area now than ever as well. And, of course, people know the Southwest and the Northwest area and the Traverse region as well. But Petoskey has got so many of these wineries and tasting rooms have now popped up. Now, by the way, there is a little road construction in Petoskey, so give yourself a little extra time if you're going up there. But very soon, those roads are going to be pretty darn nice in the Petoskey area. Just a little bit of a pain for another week or two.
Right, and you said there are all sorts of these places that you can get to where you don't have to necessarily battle the crowds, but you can still find unique, great places. I mean, you've got all these breweries, you've got all of these hiking trails, you've got all of these incredible sparkling crystal clear lakes that you can go fishing or boating or canoeing or just sleep on the shore like I do.
That's right. Well, and the thing is, it always depends on what you're into. And if you're into small town, kind of, back to, I guess what I kind of think of as kind of the good times feeling of what it might have been back in the day, you can still find these places around Michigan, cute little towns that are lesser known but still offer really cool experiences. And it seems like they're everywhere in Michigan. People tend to go to the lake shores. They tend to go to the beach towns and things, and those are fantastic. But as we get into the warmer weather, they do get a little busier. So we are actually presenting ideas, other places around the state, kind of hidden gems of other places you can go to around the state. So if you go to Michigan.org, right there on that home page, and then kind of scroll down a little bit, you're going to see some stories about hidden gems around Michigan. So, for instance, up here in the UP, maybe head to the Manistique area and check out
it's a great area.
The great Big Spring area of Kitchity-Kibbe. So many other places like that.
Yeah, you got that right. Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan and the MEDC. Real quickly, give people a resource where they can go jump online and find a cool place to go this weekend.
Well, as Tim Allen always says, your trip begins at Michigan.org.
There you go. Greatly appreciated, Dave. Enjoy your time in Escanaba. I am sure we will talk soon.
Hey, take it easy, Steve.
There you have it. Dave Lorenz, everybody. Still to come on the program, Tom Norton will be here. He has officially filed as a candidate for the Republican Party primary in the U.S. House of Representatives to challenge Justin Amash. We'll be right back.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.